Welcome to the Power of an Unstoppable Woman with Dr. Rose Backman. Our program is for women who want to break free from the beliefs that cause sabotage. It's time to create the lives that you deserve. If you don't deal with your emotions will deal with you. It's time to move into your power zone and out of your comfort zone. Now, here is your host, Dr. Rose Backman.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Power of an Unstoppable Woman. I'm Dr. Rose Backman. If you're looking for a speaker for an event or a woman show, it would be my pleasure to connect with you. Today's topic is living an organic and orgasmic life with Coach Betty Louise. She's a very interesting lady. She talks about the inner freedom and truth that creates harmony within our own bodies, our relationships, and the entire planet. She believes that sexual wellness as a path to freedom is the visionary work that she wants to share with you today. Her discovery of this truth came through the severe pain that she had with rheumatoid arthritis for over the past 26 years. Wow, owie. After 15 years of toxic pharmaceutical medications, she now uses dance, music, sex, and hot water as many of her therapies. She calls it pleasure medicine. Orgasms have been used in healing since the beginning of time. And did you know that Victorian physicians documented orgasmic massage to treat female hysteria dating back to the 1850s? I need to get some of that. Hi, Coach Betty.
Hi, Dr. Rose.
How are you doing today?
I am fabulous, and I just want to say right at the top here, I love the name of your show, The Power of the Unstoppable Woman. Yeah,
yes.
That is, let's go, baby.
Yes, yes, and I like this idea about treating female hysteria. I have that once a day.
That's right. You need to get treated once a day.
Only once a day?
You know what? You might just find that it's even better medicine to do it 2-3 times a day.
Yay! So tell us all about this lovely orgasmic life that we're missing out on as women.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And you're so right. So many women are missing out on it. You know, the statistics that are out there right now are showing 60% of women are suppressed around their sexuality, and every physician I've ever talked to said that that's a low number. So women have just lost touch with our sexual nature because of lots of cultural and religious ideals that came down, and all of a sudden we really stopped being the beautiful sexual beings that we are. And as you said in the intro for me, you know, I came across this finding myself through my own personal experience of being in chronic pain prior to my being diagnosed with this chronic pain, destructive chronic pain condition. I was an extreme athlete. You know, I have a dance degree. I used to take long bike rides and hike and run, and I was all about the body. So when I went down and couldn't really move without feeling incredible pain, I had to go deep inside, dig deep, like, okay, who am I now? And in that process, as you said, first I was on a lot of pharmaceutical medication, and then it was just like, there's got to be a better way, because I was walking down this path where it was just higher dosages, and now you got to take this drug to offset the side effects from this drug. And when you've got a destructive chronic pain condition, it doesn't ever go away. You know, it just gets more and more. So for the last 7 years now, I have been off of all of that. And in that process, oh, my gosh, Dr. Rose, you know, Marvin Gaye has been singing about it for years, sexual healing. Well, guess what? Right after I had completely tapered off of all of the medication, you know, now I'm in a lot of pain. I am absolutely, you know, going to be transparent with you around that. It was difficult to stand up and walk first thing in the morning because I was just so stiff and everything was hurting. And so I thought, okay, you know, when you're in that kind of pain, you reach out and you start to consider all kinds of different ways to relieve some of the pain. And I thought about Marvin and all what he's saying about. And so I invited a man that I feel very safe and very trustworthy. And I said, you know what? Let's just see what happens here. Let's just see if in fact, you know, there's something to this. It's a perfect opportunity for me to try because my body was, you know, in so much pain. He came over. We made beautiful love all night long. And the next morning, on a scale of 1 to 10, I was at a 10 when he arrived. I went all the way down to maybe a 4 or 5 overnight,
wow.
Dr. Rose. So when I stood up in the morning and I was able to easily walk down the hall, I said, okay, I got to dig deeper with this and figure out what's going on here.
So what did you find? Did you find there's a huge emotions attached to your arthritis?
Absolutely. You know.
So do you remember?
There are so many different pieces to the arthritis. You know, rheumatoid arthritis, there's been a lot written about it being a suppression of anger. You know, just stuffing those feelings. And that certainly is true for me and certainly true for everybody that I know that has rheumatoid arthritis, that there's some element of that going on. There's a lot of different factors into why these conditions get created. I also, and I'm not saying this for anybody else with rheumatoid arthritis, but for me, what I saw is that it was a level of self-hatred. Because guess what, Dr. Rose? My body is literally attacking itself.
Well, of course, but arthritis in my world, as a natural doctor, is all about self-criticism. So what did you find wrong with yourself?
Well, just about everything. You know, that's where I really uncovered the whole thing about our disconnection to beauty. You know, I never felt like a beautiful person in my life.
But why?
Well, I see three main reasons why. One is the media. And that's why I'm so excited about shows like yours and shows like mine that really begin to redefine what beauty is for people. Because, you know, what we're seeing out there is that 3% of women worldwide can comfortably call themselves beautiful. That's a whole lot of beautiful women that aren't feeling very beautiful. So for me personally, I look back at photos of myself when I was in my 20s and my 30s, and I'm like, wow, you look really great. And guess what? I didn't feel that when I was in my 20s and 30s. So it became very clear to me how disconnected we are. The media is a huge piece of it. You know, we're comparing ourselves to literally unreal images that are projected everywhere. We have no idea how subtly influenced we are by that.
So my question to you is, what about growing up? How did your mother influence you as a woman?
You know, my mother was sort of overwhelmed, fairly like a low level of depression that she was. And so she didn't really give me a lot of attention around feeling who I was. You know, there was not really an encouragement and support to go out there and be that unstoppable woman in the world. She was very submissive in her relationship with my father, and I grew up in a suburb of Chicago, so Midwest, very conservative values, and, you know, there just wasn't a lot of juice coming from her about the juicy woman that I really am.
Right. And so I'm assuming your dad, what was his attitude towards women? Your dad.
You know, my father was an absolutely amazing man, but he was a workaholic. His whole thing was when he and my mom got married, my mother never worked another day in her life because he was the provider and he took it seriously. And so although we absolutely adored his attention and he gave us great attention when he was around, he just wasn't around very much. He worked 6 days a week. You know, on Sundays sometimes we would go to his work as a family outing. And so he was kind of absent until he retired much later in his life. And And at that point, I really had a sort of sit down with him where I shared a lot of what had gone on for me around my emotions in having an absent father. And, you know, Dr. Rose, he was amazing. I mean, he's gone now, but from this planet, but he completely switched around. He got it. And so for the last 4 years of his life, he absolutely, you know, was 100% present with me, supporting me, loving me, giving lots of great support and love. And so
do you think that a lot of the reason that you didn't feel valued as a woman is because of your mother's lack of value or happiness for her own self?
Absolutely. It was very much an influence. And I also believe that, you know, it came even before that. My grandmother, who I never knew, she died before I was born. But as I was getting off of all the toxic medication, and when you're going so deep in your inner world, I could feel that I was even carrying pain from my grandmother.
Yes, I understand that.
But my grandmother died at 55 years old. And back in, you know, the era that she grew up, she never even saw a doctor. She never saw a Western medicine physician. She saw chiropractors. I mean, at that point in time, I'm sure they were still being put in jail. But she was, you know, that's probably where I get it from, too. She was a natural girl, so she never was diagnosed, but she was sick a lot in her life. So I feel like she might have had rheumatoid arthritis, too, from a lot of suppressed anger. And, you know, it carries forward. It carries forward. So I was carrying my grandmother's pain, my mother's pain, and, you know, pain from past lives. I've done that inner work, and I really feel that that was absolutely a part of what created this particular situation in my life.
Well, you know, and I think, too, that I've found is that for us as women, it might even go back as far as Adam and Eve, because women have this belief system that they have to do for everybody else. We're great nurturers to others. Most of us don't know how to nurture ourselves. That's a learned process for most of us. So we put our needs on hold.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. I do feel like we are beginning to wake up.
Yes, we are.
Again, with shows like yours and mine, to wake up, to see, wow, we aren't contributing to the degree that we can, and to the degree that the planet is actually calling for us to do this. I mean, one of my visions and what I see is that when women tap in to this inner juice of our beauty and our sexuality, we actually are in the process of healing Mother Earth, because Mother Earth is feminine energy. And think about it for a minute. If all the women are walking around on the planet feeling dried up and stressed out and not beautiful, how can the planet be happy if all of the feminine energy on the planet is unhappy?
So are you saying that it basically boils down to the simple question of that old saying in the household, if a woman ain't happy, a man's not going to be happy. So if Mother Earth isn't happy, the world isn't going to be happy.
That's what I'm seeing. That is what I'm seeing and what I'm feeling. And as women begin to tap into this inner power that is so natural for us, every single woman is beautiful and sexual. I don't care what your shape or size is. It's just who you are in your core. And when we tap into that, that's when we heal personally. We bring this healed and whole person to our relationships. And so our relationships don't have the conflict that they do now. And then it's much easier to care for our planet. And I'm not alone in this. My goodness, the Dalai Lama is saying the Western women are going to really heal the planet. John Gray, he came on my radio show, and whatever you think about John Gray, he's talked to a whole lot of people about relationships, and he was passionate. He said, ladies, take charge of your own happiness. You're the only savior that we have for global warming, is what he connected it to.
Well, isn't that amazing? So we're going to take a break in just a moment, but quickly tell me in a very short sentence or two, How is an orgasm healing?
An orgasm is healing because there's no other kind of release that a woman can experience that allows you to relax and really allow energy to come into you. And my orgasms, I actually direct it in my body to pain that I'm experiencing, and it's phenomenal.
Wow, we need to learn all this. We're going to come back in just a minute here. We're talking with the wonderful Coach Betty. This is all about sexual healing and sexual wellness. That's a path to our own freedom and our beauty and our sexuality. You know, she talks about sex being a form of pleasure medicine and how it works, and how as a lady that had severe rheumatoid arthritis, how she healed that and let go of 15 years of toxic medications. So we're going to bring back Coach Betty in just a moment. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Stay with us. Thanks so much.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Backman. I'm a natural doctor, kinesiologist, and speaker who works with the physical and emotional issues of the body, such as money, weight, and relationship issues. I'm asking you to watch your words. They become your thoughts. Are you willing to change? Trust yourself. You already know all of your own answers. Stand up for who you are and what you believe in, no matter what. If this resonates with you, give me a call. I'm waiting to hear from you.
It's time to deepen your spiritual awareness and enhance your relationship with God. Listen for Into the Mystic, a journey of self-awareness and empowerment with your spiritual pathfinder, Jennifer Elizabeth Masters. Jennifer shares her own personal spiritual journey and practices with you to help you deepen your connection to the divine and ultimately become enlightened. Let Jennifer help you experience your inner radiance. Become a part of Into the Mystic every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
Are tuned in to the Power of an Unstoppable Woman. To reach Dr. Rose Backman or her guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to rose@drrosebackman.com. That's rose@drrosebackman.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back to the Power of an Unstoppable Woman. I'm Dr. Rose Backman. Today's topic is living an organic and orgasmic life with Coach Betty Louise. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be with you here this morning with Dr. Rose.
So we're going to ask you, why is it so difficult for women, do you think, to just surrender to pleasure and receive it and allow it?
Yeah, isn't it so amazing? I know it's hard to wrap your mind around, but we as human beings actually resist pleasure. Our brains are wired for negativity and wired for danger. We have to make an active effort to think positively. So that's a piece of it. It's just, you know, the Buddhists say, you know, life is suffering. You know, we're so used to the suffering of life that often when we begin to feel pleasure, because it feels so different, we think something's wrong.
Well, just a second. Can I ask you this? Don't we need a man that knows how to show us pleasure?
You know what?
Or do we do this all by ourselves?
I mean, we can do it all by ourselves. I mean, I absolutely love men, and I want, my vision is to help women become so whole within themselves with or without a partner. And that's when we bring that, you know, juicy whole woman to a man, that's when amazing things can be created. But no, I'll tell you what I have learned in my sexual experiences, that there was a time in my 20s and in my 30s, actually the entire time I was married, which was 20 years, and I always thought that it was my husband, it was the man that I was with that made sex so good. What I have learned, Dr. Rose, is that it's me. It's all about me. And as I learned to allow myself to relax and allow myself to receive, and that, you know, takes you right into a surrender place, that's when sex became just off the charts amazing for me and healing, and where I could literally direct my orgasms to certain parts of my body that were experiencing pain, and I could get a release there. Orgasm is energy, just like everything else. And it's, you know, think about the energy of an orgasm. You know, after you've had great sex, great emotionally, physically fulfilling sex, how do you feel?
Well, I feel fabulous, but I still need to have the right man help me. Sorry, I do. So how do you get past that? Do you have to teach a man? Do you need to learn all this first? Because, you know, a lot of times we don't communicate to men what we like as women.
There you go. So see how it still comes back to you?
Yes, it does.
We are responsible for communicating what feels good and what doesn't feel good, because that's how we get at our happiness. And every woman is different. Every woman is different. So we need to feel safe. We need to feel like we're engaging in healthy sex. And sex is so that your well-being goes off the charts when you feel safe and it's healthy sex. And then it needs to be consensual between two people. Those are my three very important words that absolutely need to be in the space before you can allow an orgasm. If a woman doesn't feel safe, no way she's going to be able to relax. You know, the other huge piece about women allowing, receiving, and surrendering is that we're on these hamster wheels. And we've already got this, you know, larger connection between our right and our left brain. And so it's so much harder for us to turn off our minds. So here we are. We got so much to do. Our brains are multitasking at a phenomenal rate. And now we're going to go in and, okay, we got, you know, half an hour, let's have sex, or, you know, the end of the night. And it's just, it's not a setup for this emotionally and physically fulfilling sex. And the darn thing about it is that if you, as I teach women to do this, they find that their day, time and space just flows in this great divine way. There's plenty of time to do everything when you can really relax into your sexual wellness. And that's why I say sexual wellness is truly a path to freedom. Because women right now, they're so uptight because they're trying to accomplish so much. You know, our power is in being. You know, think about it. A woman can literally walk into a bedroom, lay down on a bed, get a little bit of food and water, and 9 months later can produce another human being.
We're blessed, aren't we? You know, we're blessed as women, but don't you find that a lot of women, I hear this in my office a lot, sex is one more thing for me to do.
Yep.
So what do you suggest they do? I mean, there's huge emotions around them breaking belief systems, I find as well. Do you find that they've got huge issues in life? Sex is just another thing to do.
Yeah, and that's absolutely how many women feel. it's all about pleasing their husbands. I've had many clients that it's like, okay, I'll do my, some of the stories are horrific. You know, I'll do my 2 or 3 minutes 5 times a week because that's what I've agreed to because I'm married. You know, there's like zero pleasure for a woman. You know, that just really saddens me. But, you know, women just, here is the process that I have come up with, because I've done a lot of research on this over the last 5 years through my own personal experience as well as helping other women, and I've come up with a process called the 5 P's to peace, passion, and pleasure. I'm going to give them to you real briefly here because I know we don't have a lot of time. The first P is to pause. We must stop the rat race that we're living. We must stop this vicious cycle of the kids, the work, the husband, and some people don't even have all that, but they're still cycling. The second P is to ponder. Okay, now that you have paused and checked in with your body to just see, how is my body feeling? What is it experiencing? Now we start to ponder, and I point people to sensuality first. And guess what? You know, you walk around with your 5 senses. So in any moment, you can flip the switch and completely 100% focus on a sense. Smell, touch, taste, vision. Any one of those things. You cannot be sensual and multitask. It doesn't go together. So we ponder how to become more sensual. Third P is to paint some new pictures. This is where it's the writing a new story, letting all those old belief systems that you just talked about go. And now we write the, what I like to say, organic orgasmic story. The fourth P is to penetrate new wisdom, because there's so much in there that we have forgotten, so much fun and things that we like to do when we were children. And once you can pause, ponder, and start to paint a new picture, you start to tap into those places. So we penetrate into deeper joy and deeper wisdom, so that the fifth P is, that's when you pop it out into the world. And that's where I'm helping women, you're helping women be this unstoppable force, unstoppable positive force in the world.
Wow, I like that. I'm writing all this down as you're describing this. So, you know, can you describe to us, what is the connection with beauty and sexuality?
Yeah, it's a strong connection. When women don't feel beautiful, and then, you know, we take our clothes off and we're having sex with a partner, all of a sudden, again, our little brains, it's like, oh my God, does he see the cellulite? Oh my God, you know, we're so good at focusing on the blemishes. And it's so hard to relax. If we cannot relax in our true nature of being beautiful, again, no matter what your shape and size, and there's a woman who I interviewed, Allison Armstrong, she does these workshop celebrating men satisfying women, and she talks about how men, no matter what your butt it looks like, there is a man who loves your butt. She says men can talk about butts for days. They get so intrigued with it. Whereas women, we have such a thing about looking in the mirror, and we're always worried, oh God, do I look fat in these jeans? And that is just so detrimental to being able to relax into your sexuality.
But Betty, don't you agree though? I mean, a lot of this stuff we do to ourselves. If I'm 100 pounds overweight, I did that to myself. I'm sorry. I can't use my thyroid as an excuse. You know how we all use excuses?
Yeah, we're good at that.
We're good at excuses, and I find in my office there's excuse after excuse. So, you know, I agree with you, but I also think that as women, we need to take responsibility if we don't look good. We need to take responsibility if we're a size 25. We can do something about that. So how am I going to, at this huge size, learn to love myself and have sex without first starting with my own emotions. What do you suggest?
Well, I actually have a process that I teach women about how to look at themselves in the mirror.
Okay.
Because the thing is, Dr. Rose, when we don't feel beautiful, what are we projecting out into the world?
That we're not beautiful.
That's right. And have you ever seen a woman that maybe she's got 10, 15, 20 pounds on, but she's in touch with her inner feminine nature?
And absolutely.
She moves out in the world?
I've seen that in a 200 and some pound woman.
Yeah.
She's really sexual. Love it.
Right. I don't want women to wait until they lose weight, because guess what? That process of losing the weight and becoming more healthy, if you're feeling good about yourself and you love yourself, that weight comes off so much easier. So I actually teach people how to look in the mirror. And I know that there's not a whole lot of time to describe it now, but it's about having a soft focus on your whole body. You know what I mean by a hard focus? It's like it happens to me all the time until I catch myself. I look in the mirror. I look at my face. I got this little red spot on my nose that will, you know, crop up and look more red some days than others. And it's so easy for me to just zero right in on that one little spot instead of my whole face or my beautiful eyes. And so it's removing the hard focus that we usually look in the mirror with and creating the softer focus. And then you start to, and it's a practice. You know, I tell you, I've had a lot of clients who are just like, the first week I give them this assignment, they can't even do it. They can't even look in at themselves in the mirror and say, you are a beautiful person. It's just too much of a leap for them. So it's starting small. It's just looking into your eyes and connecting. And, you know, this is from Louise Hay's work, but I did it for years. And it's made a huge difference because, again, my body was in self-hatred. I had to learn how to love myself again. So I'd look in my eyes, and I would literally point at myself and say, I love you. I really, really do. You are a
beautiful. We're going to end there, Betty. I'm sorry. We're coming to a break. We're going to talk more about loving ourselves. We've got the wonderful Coach Betty with us right now, and this is all about sex, and this is about living an organic and orgasmic life. You know, this is amazing because she's got some really good tips there. If you want to reach her, you've got the phone number there to call her and be able to connect with any issues that you have. Coach Betty at CoachBettyLive.com is her email. We'll be back in just a moment. Thanks for listening to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman with our beautiful guest, Coach Betty.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Backman. I'm a natural doctor, kinesiologist, and speaker who works with the physical and emotional issues of the body, such as money, weight, and relationship issues. I'm asking you to watch your words. They become your thoughts. Are you willing to change? Trust yourself. You already know all of your own answers. Stand up for who you are and what you believe in, no matter what. If this resonates with you, give me a call. I'm waiting to hear from you.
There's a course offered on 7th Wave Network that you never saw offered in college. One that provides information on how to transform ancient wisdom teachings into everyday life. You'll learn how to create from your spirit and explore the world with all of your senses. Participation is encouraged. Enroll in Spirituality 101, the course you can't afford to miss, with your host, Reverend Norma. Classes in session every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time, in your favorite classroom, 7th Wave Network.
Visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to the Power of an Unstoppable Woman. To reach Dr. Rose Backman or her guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to rose@drrosebackman.com. That's rose@drrosebackman.com. Now, back to the program.
Hi, welcome back. Our topic today is living an organic and orgasmic life with Coach Betty Louise. Coach Betty, you're there?
Yes, I'm here.
So why don't you finish talking about, you know, women connecting with their beauty and their sexuality, and you were talking about looking in the mirror and them loving themselves.
Yeah, and it, again, I just want to reiterate, it's a practice. Sometimes it's a real stretch for women because we are so disconnected. I mean, it's really stunning, the numbers. You know, 10 million women have eating disorders, and it starts young. You know, they see that in grades 1 through 3, 42% of young girls want to be thinner. So
get out. Really?
Yeah, 42%. That's almost half of our young girls. And we're talking ages 6 to 8. And they're already being bombarded with these images of beauty that are so unrealistic. And, you know, let me just really underline that unrealistic, because some bodies are actually digitalized, and then they take a real model's head and they put it on top of the body. So that body is not real. So as
yes.
we, you know, are standing in the grocery line and looking at magazine covers of this is what beauty looks like, that represents 3% of women worldwide in terms of, you know, size. And this is what we're trying to match up to. And so what does that do? It sends us into these cycles of depression and of not being enough, of not feeling beautiful enough. So to get back in touch with our own unique beauty, this time in front of the mirror, it's really, it can be life changing. So you start with your eyes. You start, because who doesn't have beautiful eyes? The eyes are the window to your soul. And that's why when I look in the mirror and I say, I love you, I really, really do, the really, really do part is important because it allows you to go a little bit deeper inside of yourself.
And wow, every woman should do that.
Every woman, every day. I have a client, she literally wrote it in lipstick on a full-length mirror. I love you. I really, really do. You are a beautiful soul. And she looks in that full-length mirror every single morning before she leaves the house and connects with herself there. You know, bottom line, Dr. Rose, is it's really about loving ourselves again. You know, women overall, you know, we think about loving other, but we forget that the most important unconditional love that we can have is for ourselves.
I totally agree. I find that as women, we make all these excuses and we have these interesting belief systems that we have a belief system that once we reach a certain age, then it's about me. But when you don't make it about you for 40 or 50 years, by the time you reach 50, some women go a little wild. Once they're 50, you know, they go goofy.
Yeah. Well, and I tell you, I was one of those women. I mean, it took really having this chronic pain condition. You know, one of the gifts when you've got a chronic pain condition like this is that it's an opportunity. Not everybody takes the opportunity, but I did, to go really deep into who am I? Who am I if I'm not, you know, if I can't move this physical body like I want to without pain, you know, who am I really? Where is my depth and my, what's meaningful for me in my life? And that's when I uncovered all of these really pretty profound insights into beauty and sexuality and how women just are naturally like this. And what I see out in the world is just how far away we are from this place. We are so self-critical overall. And self-criticism leads to self-hatred, leads to, you know, a really unhappy life.
So how can people get more information and access to your work?
Well, I am so happy you asked. And you referred them to my website, CoachBettyLive.com. It's loaded with articles that I've written on all of these topics of beauty and sexuality and how to get back in touch with them. One of my more recent articles was how to have an orgasm in 5 minutes.
Yay, so, baby!
Yeah, that's right. Because, you know, that's it. It's like if we were able to relax into our orgasm more easily, I think we'd be more willing to have sex more often, which is going to increase everybody's well-being on the planet. So CoachBettyLive.com, go poke around. I post a joke every week because we also cannot take ourselves too seriously. And I've got a tremendous number of podcasts. Email me, CoachBetty@CoachBettyLive.com. Right now, I'm doing some 30-minute complimentary sexual beauty wellness assessments so that you can really get a feel for where are you and what you might need to do to get into this more juicy place where you can flow with your life more and embrace every moment, which is what I mean by organic and orgasmic. And I tell you what, if your callers are really resonating, I want them to call me right away. So I'm even going to give my phone number on air, which is 415-328-1724. I am so committed to having beautiful sexual women walking on the planet because it's just going to make the world like heaven on earth.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you coming on the show. We had Coach Betty talking all about living an organic and orgasmic life. Thank you so much, Coach Betty, for being on our show today. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Dr. Rose. Thanks for what you're doing here.
Thank you so much. We thank you for listening. Our next week topic is called No More Excuses. Don't you love that? No more excuses. So next Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific time, we're going to bring on a guest that's going to be breaking some belief systems about why she carries all of her excuses. I'm Dr. Rose Backman. If you're looking for a speaker for an event or a woman show, it'd be my pleasure to connect with you. I appreciate all of you listening. Thanks for listening to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman. We'll see you next week. Bye for now.
Thanks again for listening to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman. Please join your host, Dr. Rose Backman, again next Tuesday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Find your inner power this week.
Is the life you're currently living enough for you? Is it the life you once dreamt? What if you could change what's not working for you in the blink of an eye? Listen for The Bliss Edition, featuring Dr. Shelley Childers. We'll explore how your body and your life is created from everything that you think and say about it, including aging, disease.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Being here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss being here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane right here on the 7th Wave Network.
Are you looking for innovative ideas on how to achieve your financial dreams? Tune in to Empirical Investing Radio every Thursday afternoon at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel. Join certified financial planners Ken Smith and Ethan Broga to learn how you can obtain financial success. You'll be entertained while you discover techniques to alleviate your financial concerns. Empirical Investing Radio every Thursday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel.
Is your business model robust enough? In today's ever-changing business environment, people are working to transform themselves, their futures, and their business. Tune in to Business Reinvention with your host, Nancy Lynn. To stay ahead of the game in business, you have to constantly reinvent yourself and your organization. With Nancy's experience and that of her guest experts, you'll learn from stories of inspiration, innovation, and forward thinking. Listen for Business Reinvention, live every Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Business Channel.
If you lead a team of any kind, you need to listen to this show. Tune in to Leading with Emotional Intelligence, hosted by Esther Orioli. Esther provides you with the tools and techniques you need to harness the power of EQ to stop setting goals and start changing behaviors in your organization. Get the latest concepts in EQ from a top-of-the-house perspective and have your questions answered on air. Leading with Emotional Intelligence is broadcast live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
What's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America show or host? For the latest news, visit the iRadio blog at iradioblog.com.
Go behind the scenes of what you see, hear, and read on the news. Learn the ins and outs of public relations on Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Cindy Rakowitz is a Clio Award winner and is the co-founder of BR Public Relations, who wants to share her PR experiences and knowledge with you. Learn how to handle a crisis, deal with celebrities, and become a terrific PR executive. Listen to The Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings of the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our wall. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
We spend 70% of our week in the office. What is the difference between enjoying your job and enduring it? The number one motivator is a positive work environment. And that's where Real Recognition Radio comes in. Join your hosts, Roy Saunderson and S. Max Brown, as they take a look at the positive factors of the workplace, such as employee rewards, recognition, incentives, and much more. Tune in to Real Recognition Radio, Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Business Channel.
Is marketing making us ill? And if it is, how can we heal humanity and the planet by changing the way we sell? This is Lynn Serafin inviting you to join me and a great lineup of thought leaders in business, media, and marketing on The Seven Graces of Marketing, Mondays at 6 a.m. U.S. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel. So let the dialogue begin.
If you currently or aspire to serve on a board or work in a leadership capacity for or with a public or nonprofit organization, where can you turn to get the best advice and practices? How about Leadership Matters with Dr. G? Our program discusses challenges facing both public and nonprofit leaders. Don't miss these practical solutions and tips to enhance your leadership style and effectiveness. Leadership Matters with Dr. G airs live Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel.
How can we Americans realize our dreams to earn a living? How can you pursue your dream and make money as an owner or an employee? Learn how at The American Business Person, the online weekly radio talk show hosted by Rich Killian. Today's business leaders share how to succeed and what fails. If you own a new or established business or ever hope to, you must tune in. Join us every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Central, and noon Pacific on the Voice America Business Channel or listen on demand to our archived shows.
Do you need directions to solid financial future? If so, the Money Answers Show with Jordan Goodman will provide you with a roadmap to making smart money decisions in every area of your personal finances. Join Jordan every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for the Money Answers Show on the Voice America Business Channel. Learn how and where to get the best deals on mortgages, cars, and insurance. Find out the best ways to save for college and retirement. Get out of debt, improve your credit rating, and save on your taxes. The Money Answers Show with Jordan Goodman will provide you with great tips on investment opportunities in real estate, stocks, annuities, and other investment vehicles. That's the Money Answers Show with Jordan Goodman on the Voice America Business Channel every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Each week, Jimmy Gould brings you the stories and the people that you want to hear about. Tune in to A Current Life to hear about the journey to success, how our guests became the people they are today, and the highs and lows they experienced along the way. Each hour will leave you inspired and entertained as Jimmy gets up close and personal with every week's guest and shares ideas you can identify with and apply to your own life. A Current Life with Jimmy Gould airs Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Play ball. If you're looking to talk baseball, even in the offseason, look no further than the King's Corner. Talking baseball with former World Series champion Jim Leyritz. Jim's known for a rather controversial stance during his show. He's brutally honest and ready to talk with current and former players, owners, and other key figures to bring you baseball from an insider's view. You won't want to miss a single episode. The King's Corner, Talking Baseball with Jim Leyritz is heard every Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
In the spirit of Have Couch, Will Travel, Dr. Carol Lieberman creates a haven of sanity in an increasingly insane world. Each day we are bombarded with news of events that have never crossed our wildest nightmares. Society is spiraling out of control and everyone is reeling from it. But now there's an answer. The best way to keep sane in this insane world is to tune in to Dr. Carol's Couch on Voice America. Dr. Carol, a certified media psychiatrist, will broadcast live from her Beverly Hills office every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Call or log in and get help with whatever is sending you reeling whenever you need a soothing voice to calm and advise you. That's Dr. Carol's Couch every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on America's Voice, voiceamerica.com.
If you're ready to find your personal brand, look no further than Brand Your Fire, Get What You Want Radio with host Monica Magnetti. To achieve success in business, who you are and how you're presenting yourself makes all of the difference. Some of the topics discussed on our show include personal branding, what it is, and how it will help you. We'll discuss the aspects of this, including how to create a brand, drive traffic, and increase SEO. Brand Your Fire, Get What You Want Radio airs live every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern on Voice America Business.
Do you want to know what's really going on these days? Well, Capital Thinking takes you inside the worlds of policy, politics, law, and business. What happens in Washington, on Wall Street, and in our nation's legal system impacts your business every day. We're taking you on a behind-the-scenes tour of all of it. Each week, we bring you unfiltered conversation with a variety of influential policymakers, lawyers, and business leaders. I'm Kevin O'Neill, and I'm your host as Capital Thinking tours the halls of power. Join me for Capital Thinking on the Voice America Business Network each Thursday at noon Eastern and 9 a.m. Pacific Time.